Well, Declan, less than 24 hours to go to the big game, and I know opinions are divided right around the county on this one, but I think the one thing that everybody agrees on is that possibly the two best teams in the county are in the final.
Tom, yeah, the two of the best teams, and you know, two of the most consistent teams over a good period now, and you know, it has a making of a very, very good final. Weather conditions are going to be good, and yeah, I'm looking really looking forward to it.
And nothing really in it, even with the bookmakers, I believe.
Very, very tight. I think Unis are slight favourites at this stage, and you know, it's after the initial championship match in O'Donnell Park when the O'Connell won. Comprehensively that day, Unions were out to 8-1 that evening to win the championship. So whoever got a few pound on them at that stage will be looking forward to tomorrow. But yeah, it's a tight one to call, Tom. And you know, Unions have been playing very well, especially the last two games against Dunswoody and against St Michael's, who were very, very impressive. And when they had to put the teams away, they put the teams away very, very well. Niamh Conlon, on the other hand, again, very, very you know, four goals against Kilcar last time out. Likes of Brick Malloy playing really, really well there now, and you know, it's going to be a lot of different matchups, and the game plans for both sides will be very, very interesting. Maxie and St Eunice, they like to have teams on the counter attack. Niamh Conlon, good defensive formation, so it's going to be a really, really interesting match and an interesting tactical battle.
You were involved with St Michael's for a couple of weeks before the semi final. What impressed you, or what did you find about Eunice?
Last year's run, winning the championship last year, and getting a good run in Ulster. You know, they're a very, very experienced side. They play to a system. They're well organised, and you know. And they take their chances when the chances appear. They do take their chances, and they are clinical. They've done it against St Michael's. They've done it against Dunswoody. And, you know, I think the match against Niamh Conlon probably maybe was to kick up the backside that they needed. And, you know, since that game, I have to say they've been very, very impressive.
Yeah, and talk to me about the influences of John Harn for Rory Kavanagh, Conall Dunne, Kevin Rafferty.
No doubt, exactly. I mean, there's a good sprinkling of young players in that team, but the experienced players, especially in that middle third, is really, really vital. And those players stand up every time. And you look at Kevin Rafferty last year, very impressive against St Michael's in the first half. Rory Kavanagh against Dunswoody, very impressive. As was John Harn, Conall Dunne. That's a lot of experience and a lot of experience in that team. And you know, if Niamh Conlon are to win that game tomorrow, they're going to need to counteract that. But Niamh Conlon themselves have a lot of good players and a lot of experience, a lot of players with senior inter-county experience, and all those players with Niamh Conlon have also won minor on the 3-1 and senior championship medals, so they're a lot lack for experience tomorrow. And it will go down to the wire. It's going to be very, very tight.
Yeah, and tell me, some people say that maybe what St Eunice are lacking is really maybe one real class forward.
Well, listen, I mean, they have a number of good forwards, and on any given day, the likes of Lee McMullen is very, very good. Conor Gibbons on his day is a good forward. Conall Dunne's been about. But the player that really stood up the last time out, especially against St Michael's, was Rory Carr. Very, very good young player. Had him at minor level this year. Really good talent, and you know, he was very, very impressive from play, and also really his dead ball kicking was absolutely immense. I mean, he kicked three frees from around 45, 50 metres that day, and really, really talented player, and another player that Niamh Conlon will have to watch tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned there midfield so important and so vital. It's so vital for Niamh Conlon to win good ball in that, win a fair amount of ball in that area, because there is a consensus that probably they have the more potent attack if they were to get a reasonable supply.
The midfield is going to be crucial. Now, Niamh Conlon wouldn't be renowned to have a real dominant midfielders, and you know, Kieran Thompson has come in there now, and Kieran Thompson is a very, very good player. Marty Boyle is playing alongside him. Expect probably to see the likes of the likes of Liam McCune coming into that area also. And but the Niamh Conlon are very, very composed on the ball, and you're quite right. If Niamh Conlon can break even in that middle third tomorrow and get ball to the likes of Liam Thompson and the Brick Malloy up front, then they're going to be hard to handle.
And of course, young Owen McGettigan was really a sensation in the game against Kilcar.
Yeah, another really good talent, and you know, with a lot of good talented players coming through now. And you know, young Owen McGettigan, he was in the minor squad this year. He'd been hampered a bit with injury over the last 18 months, but a really good player. And you know, another player that's really, you know, whether he starts or not tomorrow, he's a player that's really well worth watching. And you know, he's still a county minor next season. Very, very young player, but really good talent.
Word going during the week, I don't know whether it's the rumour mill or not, that Maxi Curran maybe about to pull a surprise as well, with maybe pulling in one of his young stars, young Niall O'Donnell. I believe he's going very well in training, a player you know well as well.
Yeah, he'd be the same age as Owen McGetty, and yeah, a really talented player, no doubt about that there. And, you know, if he goes to spring, Niall O'Donnell, you know, he's a player that he's worked at Mission Field alone. He's that good. He's a really, really good player. A player also that picked up a couple of injuries through the season, and I think he's just getting back there now. And, you know, really what a player to watch in the future. And, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Will he take any part in tomorrow's game?
Yeah. So, Union's slight favourites, but Niamh Connell not certainly in with a great chance. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, I think so. I think you've the hand of two boat management teams, Maxi and his team, and Martin Reagan. They've done a really good job. Maxi's going back to back. It's not easy to go back to back at any level, and you know, it's a great achievement for Maxi and his backroom team, and also Martin Reagan in his first year there. And he's got Cathal Corey alongside him, who was managing in 2010. So yeah, looking forward to a really, really good game of football. I think the referee tomorrow, Andrew Mull, will have a big bearing on it. It's, you know, there's no love lost between St Union's and Niamh Connell down through the years. It could be a feisty affair, and it's a match that Andrew Mull will have to get to take hold of very, very early. And let's hope it's a good game of football. I think it will be a good game of football.